1.1, what is authority? Here we begin with Chapter 1, the Foundations of Authority. You may notice that in Volume 2, there's actually a system of learning that we use throughout this volume. In fact, we break the volume into groups of three chapters. The first set of three is chapter 1, 2, and 3, but every chapter, or every group I should say, will include the first chapter dealing with the concept of authority, the second chapter with legal research, and the third chapter with legal writing. So here we're at the foundational level. When you progress to segment D later on, you will pick up with a more advanced area of studying authority, a more advanced area of legal research, and a more advanced study of legal writing, and it progresses throughout the course. So every trio of chapters in each segment dealing with Volume 2 always deals with those three foundational, or those three basic subject matters: authority, research, writing. What is authority? Authority is anything the court can or must use in reaching its decision. It can be law, it can be non-law, it can be a Supreme Court decision, it can be an article from a magazine. Yes, that can be authority. We'll talk more about that later. They do carry different weight. Some authority carries more weight than other authority. Of course, law carries more authority than non-law. But in addition to that, which we'll see later, within the law, some law carries more authority than other law. But we'll get to that distinction at a more advanced stage of discussing authority. For this part of the program, we want you to understand the concept of authority, anything the court can or must use in reaching its decision, the concept of primary authority, which is law, the concept of secondary authority, which is non-law, and then the concept of non-authority. That is something you would not rely on in making an argument. For instance, a law that had been overturned or superseded, or even something that's just not relevant. If your case involves child abuse and you find a case involving a train wreck, that's probably non-authority, not because it's not a valid law, but because it doesn't relate to the question at hand. Again, we'll deal with those more advanced concepts, which are called mandatory and persuasive authority, later. For now, you need to be able to look at something and say, this is primary authority, this is secondary authority, this is law, or this is non-law, or, in fact, this is non-authority. Be sure to take a look at the viewpoint further down this page. That will give you a more graphic example of what authority is and how they relate to each other. We have commonly asked questions here that are some of the most frequently asked questions from students in the program. And finally, we have an exercise. Make sure you try that as well.